Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track for the content I post daily over at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the last 5 years, every single day, I scribble out a note using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow sticky note. Could be a creative quote, might be an inspirational thought, or perhaps just a note to myself. And I post that every single day at BigYellowSticky.com and share it with the world. This year, I decided to create an audio commentary track for each of the posts up on the site. And this is the 35th day of the year, so this is episode 35. The title is Trying to Help. And the text on the sticky note reads, "Are you trying to help your customer solve problems or just trying to help yourself get into their wallets?" Are you trying to help your customers solve problems or just trying to help yourself get into their wallets? Customers know. Some salespeople are simply out to make a buck without making a difference for their clients. And the customers know when you're trying to help, and they know when you're trying to pick their pockets. The irony is that if salespeople would simply devote genuine effort into helping customers solve their problems, they'd make 10 times the amount of money they're trying to grift and not have to worry about getting found out. It's easy, and I say it's fun, to help customers solve problems. It's basically 50% listening, 25% questioning, and 25% suggesting. First, you listen for customers to complain about things, a process at work, the last time a vendor screwed something up for them, or the extra hours they're putting in on a new project. That leads to the questioning phase, where you ask a follow-up question designed to elicit more information about the topic that caught your attention. It's just a subtle, open-ended add-on question at the conclusion of their statement designed to get them talking a little bit more to give you additional details. For instance, if they see a vendor screwed something up, you could ask something like, "Do they have time to fix it for you?" Or, "Ouch, does that happen a lot?" And then you let them talk some more and listen for clues on how you can contribute value by helping solve the problem. That leads directly into the suggesting phase, where finally you offer up a solution to help the customer with their problem. You may be able to directly profit monetarily from the suggestion by connecting it to a service your company provides, or you may commit to a couple of unpaid evening hours helping your client fill binders with printed training materials the other vendor dropped the ball on. Been there, done that. Which simply means you'll profit immediately from building up goodwill with your client, and the money will come later because you prove that you're reliable and contribute value beyond just the service you sell. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. Hopefully you'll be able to put this idea to work for you tomorrow. If you'd like to tune in to another episode, I'll be back here again tomorrow. And if you'd like to get daily updates of when there's new content posted, you can visit BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Enter your email address, and once you confirm it, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a graphic of the posted sticky note, as well as a link to the exclusive commentary track like the one you're listening to now. If you'd like to know more about me and the other projects I'm working on, you can visit DonTheIdeaGuy.com. Or if you'd just like to listen to another episode, you can come back here tomorrow for more of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast.